You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 248 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for 4th of July, July 4th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media at AttorneyDSY to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion. As part of our personal branding content, using Gary Vaynerchuk's Crushing It as our textbook, he really says that there's two ways to get discovered. One way, and the way that we'll talk about today, is the use of hashtags. The other way is to direct message or to email people for collaborations. So let's talk first of all about using hashtags. And yeah, I think this is something that people are pretty familiar with, so I don't think I need to belabor the discussion that much. But I just thought it'd be worth it to explain sort of like how I use hashtags. And if y'all in the comments have specific questions about using hashtags, or if you have information, if you have tips on hashtags that I'm not saying today, you know, feel free to put those in the comments as well. So I really use hashtags in two different ways. I use it to get discovered, and then I also use it to join relevant conversations. So those might be news events, people looking for a lawyer. And so let's just talk about sort of the first way, which is to get discovered. You can use practice-specific hashtags. So that would be something like, using something very easy, like, you know, hashtag law. There's hashtag log Twitter. Of course, you know, and practice-specific hashtags would be like hashtag personal injury, hashtag environmental law is something that I use, hashtag IP, hashtag intellectual property. Basically, all of those things that you can use. And why is that? Well, it could be that people who are looking for lawyers, you know, for personal injury, might search personal injury in Twitter, might search hashtag personal injury, might search for your specific practice area. The other thing is, part of, you know, why we use social media is, and why we do content marketing at all, is to, you know, show that we're an expert in the area. So if we are talking all day long about, you know, personal injury law, if we're talking all day long about, you know, what happens in a courtroom, and we're using relevant hashtags, you're going to build up a credibility and expertise in that area. So when people are looking for that, either as an attorney, as someone who is looking for an expert or looking to refer a case, or a member of the public or business community who's looking for a lawyer in that specific area, they'll search on those hashtags, or they'll use Twitter search or other social media searches to get there. The other thing that I would say is search engines like Google, they actually pick up a lot of the content on social media as well. So it's going to be very relevant to use your specific practice area within your social media posts, as well as your hashtags, because Google is going to pick that up. You know, I set up a lot of Google alerts to let me know, you know, what's being said about, you know, my clients, about me, about my law firm. And so I get Google results pretty much every day on a number of subjects. And one of them is, you know, simply, you know, my last name. And it's funny how often the search engines will pick up a post on social media, post on social media about me, posts that I make online. And so, it's really important to use those practice-specific hashtags. The other thing is to use daily hashtags. So if you ever notice people using things like, Wednesday, hashtag Wednesday wellness, or hashtag, you know, Tuesday morning, or things of that nature. I mean, there's so many things. A couple of websites that I use actually will give you suggestions per day for hashtags. So you can jump in
on those conversations as well. And a lot of people, people are just, bored, looking for, motivational content, looking for, what's going on today. They'll hashtag, Tuesday motivation, Tuesday morning. And then you can click on that and see everyone who's posting in that area. So, or on that day. So it's a really interesting way to jump into conversations. And then of course, the other thing that I would say is, you can join in hashtags for things like news events, or, a lot of things that have been going on in the quarantine and, while people are quarantined, in terms of, things on TV. So doing like a live tweet of, like Disney did this for a couple of their movies that they put on, like older movies, like they did, for a Goofy movie. They actually, had a live tweet where they had a bunch of people who were involved in the movie, providing information about the movie and commenting on it while they were doing sort of a, quote unquote, live stream or live viewing of the film, right? And so it's interesting to jump in into those conversations, assuming you have a passion, you have a knowledge about it, and you're actually doing it. And if you say something interesting, or you make somebody laugh, or you have a relevant comment that you throw in there using the specific hashtag, people are gonna notice you. People are gonna see, oh yeah, this guy, that was a great comment. Let me see who this guy is. And is it going to turn into a case? Probably not, but it's a great way to get discovered anyway. And maybe they'll follow you. And then sometime down the line, they'll say, oh, hey, I remember this guy, and yeah, I do have a case, and maybe I'll send it to him. That's probably unlikely to happen from something like, a Disney, live chat of a streaming show that's really old. But you never know is the point. The one thing that I would say is to be very aware of promoting your services while you're doing something like that. So if you're working out, you have a hashtag for a news event, or like I said, some sort of television show or stream. You want to be very, very careful about just expressly promoting your services, expressly promoting your law firm. Because I mean, I could tell you personally, there's nothing more irritating is when you search on a hashtag, or you're participating in a live tweet of event, and then all of a sudden, you have people who are just have random irrelevant content, a random post that has nothing to do with it, and just blatantly promoting their work, and no one wants to see that at all. And it's just irritating. It's not going to look, it's not a good look. It's not, you're totally defeating the purpose of doing what you're doing. So you just want to be extremely careful of that. You want to make it relevant to what the discussion is, because that's the only way that this is going to work. So I did want to show a couple of different things on Twitter that I thought, for people who have never used Twitter before, this is going to be new. People who, have used it for a long time, this won't be new to them. But this was, pretty interesting to me when I, first started out on Twitter. So let me share my screen. And this is, something that I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk. And let's see. Okay, so if you look on, so this is my Twitter homepage. So two things that I want to bring to your attention. Number one is this search bar. So you could see all of the people that I've searched before, including the American Bar Association, Construction Forum, people that I follow on the ABA, some of my former guests on the Lawyer Emotional Intelligence program, including Ian Hu, Robin Wolpert, Kristen Davis. David is somebody that I actually interviewed for this podcast a couple of weeks ago. But what's interesting is you can search in Twitter anything that you want to find, any conversation that you want to find, you can bring up. And you can search by hashtag. So if you search attorney, it'll bring up all of the posts about attorney. And obviously, you know, I come up as number one, right? But here's what I would say is, you know, you can see the latest posts, and then you can go to search settings and advanced search to actually find different things. So you can find within a certain date range. You can find, you know, you can search different accounts. You can search different hashtags. You can also search within your specific location. So if you are, you know, trying to find posts with people who are commenting about attorneys or lawyers in your community, that's something that you can do through Twitter search. So it's a very, very powerful search tool. The other thing that I wanted to show you is if you go to, on the left-hand side of the screen, if you go to this Explore tab, as you can see, Hamilton is the big thing. Are you guys excited for Hamilton? So there's a lot of different things that you can look at here, including, you know, COVID-19 searches. But what I like to look at is the trending tags. So this will give you some. So as I said, like a daily hashtag that is trending right now is Friday morning. So if you and Friday motivation, Friday vibes, happy 4th of July. So all of these things that happen are what people are talking about. And then people actually click on these links and look to see, you know, what's going on. So if you wanted to see, you know, only 4th of July pictures or posts, then you would search for this hashtag. And yes, if you post about 4th of July, you definitely should, then that'll come up as well. So, you know, again, this is not something where you're going to find that there's an automatic, you know, case that comes from it, that there's an immediate return on investment in making a post on what you're doing Friday morning or what your motivational tip is for Friday morning. That's not the way social media works. This is a long process. And yes, I mean, it is possible that, you know, your one tweet or your one post is going to pop and it's going to go viral. But really what we're talking about is developing a long-term game plan in using hashtags. You can get discovered over a very long period of time. So, and you know, the one thing that I should say is, you know, I've been focusing on Twitter quite a bit, but hashtags can work on other platforms as well. You know, Instagram has a very big hashtagging community where, you know, people, I think, search even more often in hashtags on Instagram than they do on Twitter. And then with the other platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook, they do support hashtags, although I haven't necessarily seen a very big, you know, hashtag play on those platforms. So definitely Twitter and Instagram, definitely a great way to get noticed, to get discovered. And for your daily action item, I think, you know, what I would suggest is, you know, maybe search up a couple of websites that just give you some ideas on, you know, daily hashtag advice. So, I mean, it'll give you like these broad categories, like, and things that, you know, people normally do, like on Fridays, people do like a Friday follow or a gratitude day. And then, you know, actually one of the other favorite things that I like to do is look up national days. So like, you know, like I'm going to make this up, but like National Birthday Cake Day or, you know, National I Love Pizza Day, something along those lines. And if something, not every day is going to hit you, so you're not going to want to post every day about it. But it's fascinating to, you know, search on, you know, to look at these national celebrations. And then if you post about it or you make a funny meme or you do a funny video, you never know what's going to happen with that as well.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AttorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn and my personal profile, so let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club, starting with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be a special date, July 7th at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's a Tuesday. So you can find out more over at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and have a great 4th of July. And remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.